Welcome everyone to Christ's Blessing on this beautiful, beautiful 14th day of April. 41419. It kind of sounds like a poem. And we are very, very blessed to have a lovely, warm, sunny day here. Started off cold. Cool. We get a little bit here. And I shouldn't complain when I think about all of you, nor what you this winter. This winter was really one of the record books for you guys up around the North Country. And we didn't have to go very far north. Just North Texas would have been far enough to get some really, really intense dips in the temperature. Welcome you today. As a place, we like to start with symphony of deportation. It allows us to stay in touch with each other. It allows us to hear from each other. And it's kind of like one of those cartoons that I don't know if it's still popular anymore because not many people read magazines. It's not a pastime, but you know, connect the dot and you connect the dots, and then there would be a picture of a duck or a cat or maybe Marilyn Monroe. Who knows? Who knows what you get from connecting the dots? But we have dots all over the floor. For that, among many other reasons, I just love hearing from you. And I have my own things to say today, but you're the most special. Tony, I see you're on. Welcome.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. Hi, Glenda. Hey, I wanted to mention that your audio was breaking a little bit. I'm not sure if it's your headphone or your phone signal, but you were a little bit in and out in the first minute.
Oh, how is it now?
Sounds a little clearer.
Okay, I have a new cell phone and a new company. So I was hoping for improvements in that regard. At least we did get a signal. So thanks for letting me know, Tony.
Sure.
And come back on if it gets worse, please. I'll bring up your name. Was there anything else you needed to say, or is that it?
This week is amazing. With Easter, we have the Sun and Uranus together, which is pretty rare to have a very, very close alignment. It's within a degree. The exact alignment with the Sun and Uranus will be Monday, the day after Easter. But it's pretty much a very close conjunction for Easter Sunday next Sunday. So that seems very strong for community, but also for new discoveries as well.
Oh, yeah. And for breakthrough awareness.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tony.
You bet. My blessing is just for the whole community and for all of humanity that we may really feel the maximum benefit of that, of those breakthroughs and discoveries.
Kathy, I see you're on. I just you call up.
Hi, Glenda. It's Kathy in San Diego, and you mentioned in your new book that you had, I don't know, maybe 67 pages of more conversation. And I'm just curious, is it in one section or is it interspersed? And then I had one other question. I did get my essential oils, but I didn't get the book yet. So I'm assuming that it's in a different package, right?
Oh, actually, the book has not yet arrived.
I
should make this clear to everyone that this is a pre-publication reservation you're making. And I'm doing that so that as batches of the books arrive, I can start signing and inscribing them, because that's going to be a long process for me, signing and inscribing 500 books. So, it's a benefit for me for people to go ahead and reserve the book, and it's also a benefit for you because you get a lower number and you get it inscribed and you get it signed. After those are done, I'm not going to, my hand's going to need some recovery time.
Perfect.
So, yes, I'm glad you brought that up, Kathy, because other people might have had the same question. And I'm going to create an email category just for our subscribers so I can keep everyone posted on the progress. Anything else you wanted to ask for?
Oh, just a blessing for every single being imaginable.
Oh, great. Well, we hold that for them too.
Thank you so much.
Hi, Glenda. It's Elizabeth in New York. I've just got two blessing requests. A friend of mine has just had a massive stroke and bleeding in the brain, and the doctors don't expect her to live. So I believe she's in a transition period right now, and I just ask that Yeshua would help. Her name is Kathy Geary.
Kathy
Geary. Help her on the wings of angels go home.
And into a state of perfect delight and freedom.
Exactly. Thank you so much. And another friend, Scott, who needs the right and perfect place to find to live in the next couple of weeks, if all obstacles could be just taken out of his path and he finds a win-win situation with ease and grace. Thank you.
Okay. We certainly will.
Thank you so much.
For the fluidity of his life.
Yes, exactly.
The freedom and grace of Kathy's life.
Yes. Thank you.
Wonderful. And blessings to you too, Elizabeth.
Thanks for being here.
Okay. We have some callers that are anonymous, so I'll just bring up my area code 413, and you're on.
Aloha, Glenda. This is Sarah in Santa Cruz.
Hi.
Hi, it's so good to be able to tune in today. I've been away for a little bit. I first had a question, a request for you, Glenda. I'm wondering if you're planning any doing another in-person blessing giver, like seminar or workshop, or just to put a request in that you hold one of those when you are able. Oh, am I on? Interesting. I feel like I can't hear right now. All right, I'm going to hang up and call back in. Yeah, I'm going to call back in. It seems like I got dropped. Aloha, Christ protection.
Hello, everyone. I just as I was bragging about our great new signal, I lost it. So I really apologize for that. Sarah, I'm going to bring you back on, okay? And you can finish your request. You're on.
Oh, thank you. So one, the request of you, I just, when the timing is right, I'm really looking forward to an in-person blessing giver seminar. I didn't know if you had any plans for that.
Well, I would love to. I have been, under siege, you might say, by demands and needs of the world for about six months. And until I get those cleared away, I cannot make that sort of commitment. But before this year is over, we will do it.
Yay.
We need to. I mean, we need to connect And also another thing that I plan to do is some calls, conference calls with our blessing giver community so that we can put our thoughts together, our hearts together, and update on our experiences and what we're doing and how we're doing it. So that's something you can look forward to, and we will be doing that maybe a couple of calls in the next 2 months. So for sure, we're going to get reconnected on all levels.
Beautiful.
And
thank
blessing
you so much
to you for being there. Was there anything else you needed to ask?
Indeed. I have two blessings to ask special from Yeshua. And one, so my partner's father just passed a week ago, and his name is Robert Walter. And so just blessings for his journey right into Jesus' arms and with Mary, and also for his family as they go through their grief, particularly my partner Scott. He's really in the grief process, so just so many blessings for him and support and love as he processes this grief. And then the second one is for me and for all who can relate to this need. Just want to ask a special blessing and support from Yeshua around just really letting go, letting God, trusting. It's something I just kind of go back and forth on, and I've just noticed sort of fear coming up of late in these ways of not just being afraid. And then when I get above that and just breathe and real and know that God has all and that everything is perfectly taken care of, I feel so liberated. So just a blessing for that liberation, that knowing, that faith.
Oh, that's great. Yes. Okay. Absolutely.
Thank you.
You are so welcome. And God bless you, dear.
God bless you.
All right. We have a caller from area code 470, and you are on.
Hi, Glenda. It's Gary in Stone Mountain. We just had some fresh spring rains. It's beautiful here. Briefly.
Sure.
From the bottom of my heart, I want to express my gratitude and love for you and your amazing gifts that you and Larry have brought into the world.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And I'd like to ask a blessing for Rachel. Yeah. Rachel and Jesse. Rachel and Jesse.
Uh-huh.
They're my granddaughters. They're teachers and artists. They're bringing a lot into our new world. They're already blessed, but, you know, another blessing won't hurt, will it?
Oh, great.
And a little blessing for myself. I'm having some real physical challenges, but along with the challenges, I'm also experiencing some very special blessings. So my final wonder is, can you be too blessed? Love you so much. Thank you.
Thank you very, very much. And I love you too. We are so blessed. Any of you who are able to be on this call are already blessed. I want you to know that one, you have seen the opportunity to join in community. Number two, you felt the warm invitation to be here. Number three, you are joined with each other coming for the same reason. And as he said, where two or more are joined in my name, I will be there. So right in the middle of this grand, who knows what the picture is, our dots will create going around the world. Sometimes I really like to think about that. Even when I'm sending out email announcements, I look on the list and I see how many countries it goes to, how many people all over the United States are going to. And I just wonder, if I could connect the dots like a picture, what would the picture paint? And sometimes my imagination just goes wild. But I know it's glorious. And I know that it's the face of God, whatever it turns out to be. Because where we are joined, for the blessings of God the blessings of God are joined with us. And so just that thought in mind. I'm going to open Stormy's line. Hi, Stormy. And how are you today?
Doing all right. This is for Tony. This is from Galactic Ben with a new telephone number.
Oh, well, it's still 903, so, and I knew it was you. Okay.
But on that, you know, your connection with the world and mine with the universe and the galaxy, I just thought that this call, like it goes around the world, I just send it out all around our galaxy. Everyone's
That's
listening.
That's great. That's great. Well, thank you. Thank you so much. And is there a particular blessing you would like to ask for?
I'd like to talk about the blessing that God has given me, and he has told me, Ben, if you do not know that you are a blessing to my people, I will bless you again and again so you can go and bless my people. And so I do,
oh,
and we do, and all of us do. And this blessing's any, you know, all you have to do is smile. Whether you write a symphony or just smile, it's all the same.
You know, making that connection is what matters, Stormy. And that's the point that I have been working on this whole Sunday. And I have a message on that. If, do you mind if I just move on, Stormy, or did you have something else?
No, that's
okay. I'll just move on. Anyone else who wants to, it's star 6 and then 1. Just follow the prompts, and I'll notice your number when it comes on the board. But what I wanted to talk about is when I connected a new cell phone today and went with a new company, I had to insert their SIM card. Probably everybody in cyber world knows what a SIM card is. In case you don't know, it's that little tiny microchip that goes in a cell phone that allows it to pick up a signal. And as I was looking at it, I thought, how tiny you are. How tiny you are. Oh, my gosh. And you're going to pick up a signal coming to me from India, from China, from Australia, America, South America, not to mention all the states of the United States. And I thought, how do you know? I mean, I was like having this little childish conversation with SIM card, and I was saying that SIM card, how do you know who's calling? and I expanded. I said, there are everything in this universe is energy. There's energy that fills every micro dimension of this room. How do you pick out the little energy waves that are coming in just for me? And that little SIM card said, because I want to connect with you. And then it just dawned on me how obvious that is. You know, it takes two wanting to connect. See, the thing is, somebody's got to put out a call, and it's got to be taken in by a tower somewhere, and then my telephone provider's got to be connected to that tower, and I have to have paid my bill, and I have to be logged in on my phone at that time, so I'm willing and ready to take the connection. But what it's all about, whether it's just meeting in the grocery store and snapping, or whether it's on this tiny little SIM card, it's all about agreeing to make and take a connection. And then I thought further about the words of Yeshua in the Bible. Ask, and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. I thought, oh my gosh, I've always wondered why he would say the obvious. Because really, God already knows what we need. He already knows what we're looking for. Why isn't that enough? Yes, make the connection. Isn't that silly but obvious? If we don't make that connection, we don't get it. You know, that was just a few days ago, and since then, I've been testing it. I go through the grocery store, and I smile at somebody who's sort of looking at me. Some of them just don't get it. They just walk on past. Maybe the smile has permanently, and they might walk a little happier, but they don't really get it. And then some of them get it, and they smile back, and they know I'm willing to be connected. So they'll say something like, wow, they really passed this islet, didn't they? Or, what a great day we're having. They'll say something. And because I know they're willing to be connected, I'll say something back. It all comes down to the willingness to be connected. And that's why Yeshua said, when two or more are gathered in my name, that's connection. I will be there. In other words, he's already made his life an open connection for us, but we don't always connect with him. And I have to add this little extra too. Sometimes I have caught myself in what I would call a generalized prayer. Like, we have company at the table and someone asked me to say grace. And I just say pretty words because I don't want to carry people into a sermon or impose my beliefs on other people. And so I just say some pretty words, put my hands over the food, convey some energy. But actually, I have learned since my little recognition a few days ago that putting my hands over the food doesn't do anything if I don't connect with the food. It's connecting with it between its energy and my energy that allows a transfiguration to happen in the food. And then wait just a minute or two before you take the first bite. The same with the water you drink. Hold it. Make a connection with it. And allow that connection to percolate a little bit before you drink it. When I learned something similar to this years and years and years ago when I was an artist showing my art, and someone who was a gallery owner who was putting on a show told me, it seemed almost magical at the time. She said, a number of people have already arrived and they've connected with your art before you get there. And when you enter the room, stand in the doorway and look around and connect with the room before you take your first. And look at everybody you can in the face and smile. Then look up to one person and reach your hands. That's the difference in the world. And that's a piece of wisdom that I've carried into our blessing work and our blessing calls, which is why I ask for you to show up and say something. Let other people have a chance to connect with you. And if you don't feel like talking, just sit quietly and connect with the signal. Sit quietly and imagine that you're in a giant room filled with light and rainbow light coming through the windows, and sweet songs and music filling the air, and the loveliest people you would ever want to meet sitting somewhere around in the room, maybe not speaking with you directly, but they're there, and you feel them. Make that connection. And then, after I say my prayer to Yeshua, which is, lots of reasons, actually. One is because I'm truly, indeed grateful that he's here with all my heart. And I truly seek to be with him as we offer the blessings. with all my heart. But also, I want to make that connection for you. And I want him to know that we have all made the connection to him. Then I ask you to follow that with your prayers, where you then proceed to strengthen that connection. And it's actually very, very important. It's important. It's just like a minute ago, when I lost connection with this cell phone, I'll tell you what happened. I was getting comfortable in my chair, and I set the cell phone down in my lap, which happens to be under my desk. Now, I didn't have any idea the signal would be so sensitive as to lose connection with that, but I did. And it cost us a minute or two online. Then I lifted the phone up into clear air. I opened a window, and I have it very close to my headset to make sure I maintain that connection. Well, this is sometimes what we have to do in relationships. Sometimes we can wonder why we've had a misunderstanding with somebody when we really didn't do anything wrong and we didn't wish them any ill will at all, and we pray for them. But we've forgotten that it may have been days since we talked to them on the phone or sent them an email or included them in something. In other words, just like my cell phone went in my lap under the desk, I didn't think that was costing me a signal, but it was. It cost me a connection. It can make a lot of difference just to bake an extra dozen cookies and give them to the neighbor. I'm serious. I mean, I'm really, really serious. Serious as a storm. That makes a difference. Or when they're out in the lawn, just to, you're pulling out the drive, you pause and say, "That is looking great. I am so proud of your lawn." They'll carry that with them all week. And in carrying that with them all week, they're going to be connected with you. Now, if something good happens to them, guess who's going to get some collateral benefits from that? You will. You will. What I count on with the blessing is that you're going to carry it with you. But in order for you to spread it out in the world, you may have to spread a few smiles or share a few cookies or send an email or just say hi when you're passing somebody doing your daily walk on the sidewalk or whatever. Just make a connection. And there's miracles in, literally miracles that happen when, well, they seem like miracles to us. You know, I could, if I really, really wanted to take the time, I could go online and I could find a technical explanation of how that little SIM card picks up a signal from halfway around the planet and gets it to me. I don't need to do that because for me, it's totally fine that it's a miracle. Like Albert Einstein said, there's an explanation for everything, but until we know, everything is a miracle. And so it's all right to call things miracles. It just means you haven't figured it out yet. And maybe you don't even need to. But one thing you do need to understand is the power of connection. That's whether you're wanting to get a place to live, go there, or at least look at where it is on the map. Then look in your address book and see who lives nearby there. Okay? Make some connections. That's how you get things to move. You want to sell some products? Make some connections. You want to find some better medical services? Do a Google search. But don't just leave it there. When you find something interesting, make a telephone call. Send out an email. Make a connection. These connections are so, so incredibly important. And they make all the difference in the world. I see Jerome's on the call, so I'm going to make a connection with you, Jerome. Hi. And you're on.
Glenda, it's so great to hear your connections. I just was with my son, Andrew, who's going to have orthopedic surgery on his shoulder arm and next week. So, and I knew the orthopedic surgeon, too. So we're studying grace to help that surgery coming up this weekend for his life, too. And then my daughter, Joan, and for her healing, too. But it's a fascinating experience to share with them what they go through and ask God to be right there with them and with me, too. And you're right. It's the most fantastic experience to feel the light, compassion, and love of the forces that Jesus and the Christ Spirit have for us. So thank you for everything, and I send you blessings, light, love, and joy.
Oh, you are so welcome, Jerome. And with you bringing up your future and past clinical experiences, let me say to everybody, never underestimate the importance of saying hello and thank you to the guy or gal who cleans the hallway.
Right.
You never know where that connection is going to lead.
Oh, you're correct. You're so great. And we're all connected with the higher spirit.
Not only that, we are connected with one another. And you just never know what somebody may know that you need.
Oh, thank you, thank you. And love to you, and joy, and peace. Keep up the good work.
Okay, I plan on doing it as long as God gives me the grace to do it.
And me too. If God gives me the grace, I'll be there with you.
Okay. And you always make me smile, Jerome. Thank you for that. That's a gift. That is one among many of your great gifts.
Okay, and yours too.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We have a wireless caller, and I don't have a number, but I see it's 413. So you're
on. Hi, Glenda. It's June in Massachusetts. So fascinating you were talking about connections, because that's what I was going to ask you a blessing about. Two different incidences. One, my sister fell down a hatchway onto a ladder, and they thought she broke her femur, but we all prayed about it, and when she got there and they examined her, they found that it wasn't broken, and I'm sure that wasn't the point, we didn't heal her leg necessarily, but the fact was the damage was much less, and we were praying for all the emergency people and the people at the hospital and the trauma center, and so just badly, bruised and possible some torn ligaments, but not as drastic as we thought. But the connection...
Or as it could have been. It could have been worse.
It could have been worse. I like to think our prayers did something to reduce the swelling, maybe, or the quality of attention or care. And then there's...
Long-term, your prayers made a difference. Sometimes we don't see it in the immediate next 20 minutes or 2 days. But long range, they do. Because our prayers harvest potential connections.
Yes.
And those connections sometimes can't get to us immediately. Because, everybody's all involved in their life. And even if we send out an SOS, literally from ship to ship, that ship has to have travel time across the ocean.
Yes. And then I was thinking like this, my sister's a very thoughtful person, and she would have been thanking everyone, and, I would have been like her. And then a friend of mine has a person he was trying to help, and this person is in terrible trouble because the main thing is he doesn't make any connections. And whatever ones he has, he damages. That's kind of a painful example of the opposite.
We can see those examples everywhere.
A young man who just really he didn't show up before something, and he's getting out of jail in Waterbury, Connecticut, and there's nobody to pick him up, because he's burnt so many bridges with people all around him, you know, and I still would like to say a prayer for him, you know, in his situation, because you never know, you know, there could be some
passion
there.
That's absolutely right. And the history book is filled with people who were violent and turned around. One of the most famous being the Apostle Paul, killing Christians.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Jesus appeared to him and said, Paul, why do you persecute me? You know, I mean, talk about tearing down connections. He was doing it right and left. But he learned the power of connection, and it changed his life.
And to see
the
story of Peter, what about Peter chopping off the ear of the guy without thinking, you know, and Jesus saying no and healing it. You know, we're not doing that. You know. And then denying.
He's
you know,
the one that Yeshua said, that you won't get what you want. Yes, we've got examples all around us, and probably in our own family, some people that are just prone to breaking connections. And I will go so far as to say one other thing about this, which some people will get a message on this. I don't think it applies to everybody, but I have had people I counseled with who recovered in leaps and bounds when they learned this one thing. They were addicted to something. And I'm not saying that it was an illegal addiction. It could have been to anything, but the soap opera. It could have been addicted to anything. But what they discovered with my help is that they were breaking down other connections so rapidly. The only thing they had left was the chocolate cake or the soap opera.
Oh boy.
And you know, we all have a minimum quota of connections we've got to make every day. And if you keep I'm using the generic word you, not to June.
Yes.
I say anybody. If you keep chopping down connections in life, you'll get down to where you overwork the few you have. And even the nicest and the kindest people can push you away when you've overstepped your limit of their tolerance. And I have helped people repair relationships of that type. Also, that particular type of damage. And it all stems from the limitation of connections.
Yes.
Wherever you are, whatever you're doing today, make a new connection. It might be you'll go grocery shopping and you'll decide you'll try a different kind of fruit. You will try a different vegetable. You will speak to somebody you've never spoken to before. Make a new connection. Or rehabilitate old connections that were never bad, but you thought, it's just not worth it. You know, I'd rather take a nap. And we've all done that. But that nap probably isn't going to build any connection with anything but your pillow. Sometimes we have dreams that take us to wild and wonderful places, but that's not something you can count on. Okay. Let's really cherish and cultivate and protect and improve the quality of our connections. They're valuable. Your connections are money in the bank. And actually, I mean that quite literally. From everything. From, you know, I'll give you an example. After the hurricane, I wasn't getting some bills, and my bills were coming in late, and I called, instead of just paying a late fee, I would call in and I would talk to customer service and I would tell them about Hurricane Harvey, and they would say, oh my goodness, we'll just take that late charge off. Okay? So I'm talking literally, it's money in the bank. When people understand you, they will forgive you. They will help you. they will support you, and they will give you the grace of their tolerance, even when they don't particularly like what you're doing. Okay? It's because you've made a connection. I can carry that into the realm of the miraculous. Back after I first painted The Lamb and the Lion, I was called to go, just about people. And I was scared to death. Really, I thought people were going to be throwing tomatoes at me because I painted Jesus and he didn't look like what they thought he would look like. And who am I to say this is the way he looked? Well, I never, ever said to anybody, this is the way he looked or the way you should see him. I just took that painting out for what benefits it could serve. But you know what? The minute I smiled and shook hands, and I was in their midst, and they took a look at the painting, they built a connection, and nobody ever said one single bad word to me, not to my face. Now, I don't know what they said behind my back after I left. They might have said, is she nuts? You know, we don't know what people say behind our back, and it's really none of our business. But nobody ever mistreated me. And pretty soon I got my courage to go in front of more and more challenging audiences until I was really, really out there. I was called to exhibit the painting at one of the GOP national conventions, not the big national conventions, it was a regional one, but George Bush was there speaking. I think this was when senior was being elected. Anyway, there were people of all kinds of religions there, and a lot of them not Christian, a lot of them probably anti-Christian, some of them atheist. And in some ways, it was a little bit inappropriate for me to have that painting at a political convention, but they invited me. They invited me, and I thought as long as I stayed neutral, why not? He will lend grace to their thoughts and a positive attitude to their listening and considerations. So I went, and no one threw doors at me. And no one came up and said, what are you doing here? Don't you know this is politically incorrect for you to be here? No one. No one. And I could go back even further. When I was a little girl, I was a Girl Scout. And you know what Girl Scouts do every year? They sell cookies. And I had never sold anything in my life. And at that point in my life, I was going through a shy phase. It didn't last long. I wasn't shy as a tiny girl, and I didn't go through my shy phase very long. But I was in a very shy phase then. I just didn't want to go out without my mommy being there. But I had to go out and sell cookies. And mother said, all you have to do is smile. Just go out there and smile and show them the box of cookies and wait for them to say something. And that's all I did. I just made a connection. I think it actually helped my shy phase go away. So if you've got a shy phase, if you've been hurting recently for whatever reason, health, relationship, employment, financial, whatever hardship you might have, and you've just pulled away, just go out there. Make a connection. And try not to have an attitude about it, because making connections is what will get you through it. Well, ultimately, God is what will get you through it. But you have to make connections just to rebuild the dots around your world. You know, you really do. And you have no idea what's available for you until you ask. Until you connect, and until you connect, you won't ask. So we are here for one giant, beautiful, dynamic, spectacular, loving connection. And that's what the blessing is all about. And we blessing givers are just, we're like the tower that makes sure that, you know, the tower that makes sure that the tower that makes sure the your connection is lovely. And a lot of people who need blessings the most are actually the ones who are not working on their connection. That's why they need the blessings. So that's what we're here to help do. One thing I would recommend everybody during the blessing, kind of put your cell phone about 3 feet away if you can, or just be a little bit away from that signal. Be at least 3 feet away from your television or microwave or laptop or whatever you're using to be connected. There's really no confusion of signals because this is coming from such a high place. But it still has to penetrate all the frequencies that are down here on the earth plane. So that's just common. I've been wanting to have this conversation with you for a long time. And so glad, pardon me, it goes. I'm so glad we did. And I'm going to ask you to just fall into your heart and be quiet. And one of the reasons we don't, well, actually I'm going to give two reasons we don't think, because your mind doesn't have the answers. Okay, is because your mind, okay. The other reason we don't think are so dominant, and we like the quiet and those brainwaves. This is all.
Hey, Glenda, sorry to interrupt. Your signal was getting a little fuzzy again. You were
how is it? Okay, I was moving away from my cell phone, so it looks like I'm going to have to stay connected. And I may go back to using a landline for the very reasons that we've been talking about today. I don't like that these signals drop out. But the reason I stopped using my landline is because we weren't getting good recordings. So this last week I bought a new landline phone, and I'm hoping that I can repair that situation and get us really floating above the clouds, because that's where we need to be. Is it okay now, Tony?
It's intermittent.
Really?
Do you have a speakerphone on your new speakerphone feature on your new phone?
Yeah, I do.
Turn that on and turn the headset off. I bet that will help immediately. And then try it. Not hearing anything yet. Not getting your signal right now. Not hearing you right now. Thanks for your patience, everybody. It'll probably just be a minute till Glenda can reconnect. Okay, it's just going to be a minute or so before Glenda can get back on. She's having some challenges connecting. And so perhaps we could all just kind of connect with the blessing energy. I think Glenda will be back to do the prayer and help us all conduct the blessing. But perhaps just for a moment, we could all just get a sense of that connectedness and the peace which is with us now, and especially this week with Holy Week now approaching. Here we are on Palm Sunday. So the celebration of Yeshua's entry into Jerusalem and the coming passion, but also the coming gift and joy that's unfolding. We connect with that. We ready ourselves to receive.
Hello, everyone. Hi, this is Glenda.
Hey, Glenda.
And hi, I called back on my landline. So, Tony, how is this? Is it better?
Yeah, you sound completely clear.
Oh, good. So this will be our new method. No more tower problems. But it was a good lesson. It served its purpose. So everyone, this is a very good example of why we need to stop thinking, stopping our minds, because our minds are also searching for signals and often not getting them. This is why we stress. We go around in circles. What's the answer? What's the answer? Why can't I get the answer? What am I looking for? That's like me trying to log in on a cell phone that just is not picking up the signal. Now, this signal we're going to convey, you will pick up. You just need to relax and allow your heart to be open so that you can receive it. All right. We're going to get started now. I'm going to say my prayer to Yeshua, and then you can say yours while we're conducting the blessed energy. Dear Yeshua, we thank you for your loving patience on all of our problems and difficulties, on all the reasons and excuses we give for why we don't do what we need to do in life. We thank you for your forgiveness for when we fail and we don't do our best. But we thank you most of all for knowing who we really are, for knowing the good we can do, for knowing what is possible, and that we are all your brothers and sisters. That we are all here on earth to serve a loving, creative purpose for our Heavenly Father and to be an extension of His grace and His creation in this earth. We are here today to pick up your blessings, receive them, and send them on to those who need them. And we ask that we can be your blessing conveyed into the world, that we may be a greater blessing in the world ourselves. And we ask that you will be with the homeless and the sick, the frightened and the lonely. Those who are hungry, may they be fed. Those who are sick, may they be healed, whether in body or mind or spirit. Those who are in conflict, may they be brought to peace. Those who are confused, may they be given an answer. And we ask all of these things in your precious name. Amen. Amen. Your blessing has been given. Now, go and rest and receive. Have a wonderful week, and I look forward to being back with you again next week. So bye-bye for now.